Well, the first episode of Sacha Baron Cohen's latest comedy program, Who is America, was broadcast on screens in the US and Australia over the weekend. Some scenes were criticised as being too vulgar to be political satire. But in the age of Trump, what is political satire? Kevin Suarez asked Tim Ferguson what he thought was actually vulgar.
It depends on the intent of Sacha in making this show. It seems like it's built in along the same guidelines as his other work with Borat, you know, saying things that are inappropriate to all sorts of people. I read an article, you know, incensed about how he could do this and where's the wit, where's this, where's that. Well, without marrying myself to Sacha Baron Cohen, the show is built on very simple guidelines. And I don't think the guidelines are based on anything that's entirely new. Norman Gunston used to do this sort of gotcha comedy interview when people didn't know who he was. So it's playing the same sort of tricks. As far as wit goes, certainly the scenarios I've read about sound that you'd need to keep your wits about you just to get out of there alive. So people may say, oh, where is the wit? Well, I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen's idea is based upon wittiness or wordplay or the typical sort of games that comedy can play.
You've been in the Australian comedy scene since the late 80s, and has political satire and comedy changed or shifted since you started working in the comedy scene?
On the face of it, it would seem that, yes, it's changing, because if you compare, say, the John Clarke series, The Games, which is probably Australia's finest TV satire, with a show like Utopia, they would seem to be about entirely different things and to be coming from a very different mindset. If you look more closely at it, satire can only work if it's based upon ancient primeval principles. And so it's a bit like a bread recipe. These days, people might add a lot of pepper or sea salt or quinoa, but at the end of the day, you put flour and egg and water and yeast together and you want it to rise. So I would say that the recipe hasn't changed at all, but the subject matter, the ingredients, are changing all the time.
Has the inauguration of President Trump and other topics like Brexit, have they changed how comedians handle satire?
No, not at all. I mean, comedians have always dealt with politicians harshly. George W. Bush came under a hell of a time. Pauline Hanson, still for the last 20 years or more, has been hazed by comedians. We may have a more over-the-top president than ever, but the ways to attack him comically haven't changed. We either exaggerate what he's doing, or we can take literally what he's doing, whereupon it starts to seem ridiculous. For example, there is no Russian hacking, and in the same 24-hour period, turning around and saying the Russian hacking is Obama's fault. But the tools we use in political satire are always the same. We exaggerate. We take the characters at their word when it's clear that they're bullshitting. So, no, there's no real change. In fact, I think there is less satire in the age of Trump going on, mainly because a lot of us don't know what to do. You can't really make jokes about Krusty the Clown, because people say, well, we know he's funny. We know he's ridiculous. We know he's got a stupid haircut. We know he lies every time he takes a breath. So it's very difficult to actually use him as a victim of the comedy attack, much in the same way that writing humour about Pauline Hanson does feel a bit like punching downward.
Tim Ferguson, comedian and member of the Doug Anthony All-Stars, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.